readings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Zen is the only religion in the world which has been creative. All other religions helped people to become uncreative. An uncreative person may become very peaceful, but can never be blissful. All bliss arises out of creativity. Unless you create something, you cannot feel blissful. Impossible. Only God can be blissful, and in creating something, you become a little God. When you create something, you participate with God. When you create something, you allow God to flow through you. In fact, whenever something is created, it is always created by God. You become the instrument, the medium. You are possessed by God. Whenever a great painting arises, the painter is just instrumental. God paints it. Whenever a great poetry is made, the poet allows himself to be possessed by something greater than him, bigger than him, deeper than him, higher than him. Zen is the only religion in the world which is creative, and that is something tremendously important. I would like you also to be creative, because an uncreative person becomes unrelated to the world. He will be silent, but his silence will have the quality of sadness, isolated, alone. His silence will not be alive. It will be something dead. The silence of the cemetery, the silence of a corpse, not the silence of a flower, not the silence of the stars. He will miss the blissfulness of life. One needs to be creative. Attain to your inner being. Attain to that which is not body, not mind. Then start flowing. Whatsoever way your inner being finds easy, starts flowing. Any small thing will do. You can become a gardener, or a painter, or a poet, or a shoemaker, or whatsoever it is, because it is not a question of utility, it is a question of creativity. Create something so your innermost being is expressed, manifested. Zen masters were either poets or painters or gardeners, and whatsoever they did with a difference. A Zen garden is totally different from any other garden in the world. It has to be, because all other gardens are made by unconscious people. A Zen garden is made by conscious people. It has a different aura around it. One Zen master was a great gardener. Even the emperor used to learn from him, and the master said, "Prepare the garden in the palace. After 3 years, I will come to see it. If I approve, then you have passed the examination. If I disapprove, then again for 3 years you will have to make it. Again you will have to learn." Of course, it was the emperor's palace. Thousands of gardeners were working there. The emperor simply ordered them, and whatsoever he learned was immediately used in the garden. It became a tremendously beautiful garden. After 3 years, the master came. He looked around. The emperor became afraid, started perspiring because the master was looking very hard. He wouldn't smile. And then he said, "You failed, because I don't see even a single dead leaf in the garden. How can life exist without death? How can so many trees exist without dead leaves? Because there are no dead leaves, the garden is dead. And the emperor had cleaned the whole garden just that morning. Not even a single dead leaf was left. And he failed. The master went out. Outside there was a heap of dead leaves, which had been removed from the garden. He brought all the dead leaves back, threw them on the paths. Wind started playing with the leaves, the sound of the dead leaves running hither and thither. The garden became alive, and the master said, Now everything is okay. Life cannot exist without death. You failed. Now 3 years more discipline will be needed. Zen masters created gardens. That type of garden doesn't exist anywhere else, cannot exist anywhere else. The master said to the emperor, "Your garden is beautiful, but it shows so much of the human mind. God is absent. You have planned it too much. Whenever anything is planned too much, it loses naturalness. Plan it in such a way," he said, "that nobody can see the planning. The art is greatest when the art cannot be detected. If you can detect it, then the human signature is there. If you cannot detect it, if a garden looks wild, then something of God exists." Zen masters have been painters. They have been poets. Small poems, haikus, tremendously beautiful, very indicative. In so few words, only 17 syllables, a haiku can say as much as a book will find difficult to say. One haiku of Basso: an old pond, a frog jumps in, plop. Finished. An old pond. Let the picture arise in your mind. An old pond. An ancient pond. Everything silent. Awaiting. An old frog pond. A frog jumps in. Plop. Finished. The poetry is finished, but it has said many things. It has almost painted the whole thing. You can hear the plop. You can see the frog. You can see the old pond. You can almost touch it. You can feel it. Whatsoever Zen masters have been doing, small or big, has the quality that comes by the touch of an enlightened person.